Welcome to Acorn Radio, where radio meets justice. I'm here with Acorn Canada in Toronto today. We're fighting to save social assistance, so I'm going to speak with some members who'll tell you a bit more about why we're here.
No cuts!
Say what we want!
No cuts!
Say what we want!
No cuts!
So remember the chant that say, it's not power like the power of the people, and the power of the people say,
Hi, I'm Jeffrey Stern. I'm here at the rally at the corner of Bay and Wellesley, and we're in front of the Minister's Office of Social Housing, and we're here because they want to cut all the social assistance, such as OW and ODSP. Ford says that the only way to get off ODSP is to find a job. Well, that's easier said than done, especially if you're suffering from some kind of incurable disease, or if you have some sort of health issues where you're not able to work. So we're just here fighting for the rights of the people on ODSP and OW who need the government support, and let's hope we can get them to change their mind.
To cut the budgets, not cut the, you know, the budgets where the people, you know, the people got to live. Everybody yeah. deserves a decent living. Mm-hmm. So that's why we're here to protest against him cutting all these budgets, because, you know, the people have to live. You know what I mean? Like, they lower the ODSP, or they lower the OW. That's not me, but I'm on pension. But they might do that too with the pensioners.
Yeah, they're making big cuts.
Yeah, so that's why.
Okay, great. Well, thank you. And what's your name?
Marion.
Marion.
And I am one of the Acorn members for Jane Finch. We are here today because of the cuts from the Ford government for ODSP and OW. They can't even support what they have already, and they need more help. Welfare, there are some people on welfare that really not supposed to, we can't take the good people that need the money for those the bad ones who are messing up the system. So we need Ford to stop the cutting and help the people.
Okay, thank you. And what was your name again?
Maeve Blanchard.
Thanks, Maeve. We have doctors here from Health Providers Against Poverty who are going to speak about why these cuts need to be stopped.
Organization of nurses, social workers, physicians of all disciplines, dentists, dietitians, midwives, and more. And we work to raise awareness of the health impacts of poverty, as well as to create and join the movement for income security and social security for all. On July 31st, 2018, the Ontario government introduced the following devastating changes. Cuts to social assistance and basic income.
Jane!
Instead, this government is headed down a different path, a much different path. It is a path towards an unhealthy and unhappy Ontario. It is a path towards longer wait times for specialists. It's a path towards busier emergency rooms, and it's a path towards more hallway medicine. Health Providers Against Poverty calls for the immediate reversal of the changes announced July 31st as follows. Number one, they must restore the previously planned 3% rate increase for ODSP and OW, recognizing this is an incredibly small step on the path towards eliminating poverty in our province. Number two, we must resume the basic income pilot to its completion. And number three, we must restore the many new and beneficial regulatory changes that were coming to ODSP and OW. as frontline healthcare providers, we know that the welfare system in our province is broken, but a punitive, barrier-filled system with inadequate rate increases is only going to make this problem worse. The good news, my friends, is that Ontario does have a way forward. Developed by Ontario's own Ministry of Children, Community and Social Services, they created this report. It's called the Income Security Roadmap for Change Report, and it has a 10-year plan to fix the broken welfare system in our province, to make Ontario a global leader in poverty reduction, all while following through on this government's own promise to be a government for the people. The choice is clear, and this fight is not over. I think once November 22nd comes, we are going to be, HPAC, our organization, ACORN, and many ally organizations are going to be continuing this fight. I hope everyone here is there joining and standing with us. So thank you everyone for showing your support today. And thank you for ACORN for giving me a chance to speak in front of everyone.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Hi, everybody. Thank you, first of all, for coming out on this miserable day. We can't thank you enough for all your support. ACORN loves you, and we just want to say thank you again for coming out. My name is Jeffrey. I've been with ACORN for about a year and a half now, and I am on ODSP myself. I suffer from HIV, and I have been diagnosed 20 years ago. I'm a long-term survivor with HIV. I can't work full-time. I do, however, do work part-time, but working full-time for me is a little difficult because of the side effects of the medications I'm on. I can't sleep nights, I get tired very easily, and I have a whole host of other illnesses that have come about living with HIV. I can barely make it through the end of the month on the amount of money that I make or that I receive from ODSP. And therefore, by about the third week of any month, I'm pretty much run dry. We rely on food banks, rely on 519 Church Street to supply me with some food and other items that I might need. EWA also helps me out sometimes. Anybody who lives on ODSP or OW knows what a struggle it is. And Doug Ford's idea is, well, you should get a job. Well, yeah, that would be great in reality, but it just doesn't happen. That's what these folks go by. It's okay. Hi, thank you. Hi, everybody. Wayne. Woo! Thank you. Bye. Anyway, so anybody who lives on ODSP or OW knows what a struggle it is. And even just getting a lousy 3%, that maybe adds an extra $20 a month to my income. Whoopee! You know, that's going to go a long way. Food's, cost of food is going up, cost of living is going up. $20 really isn't going to make it or break it for me, but hey, it's a better than a kick in the pants, right? So, we need to fight. We need to fight for our rights. Okay, living on ODSP shouldn't be such a struggle. Our government should be there to support us and help us out in times of need. So again, I just want to say thank you to everybody for coming out. And I forgot to mention as well.
The bus!
The bus is coming. We're going to go up to Doug Ford's office up in Rexdale. But Alejandra right now is meeting with a member from the minister's office upstairs. So somebody, a representative from the office, came down, which is good. Yay!
Yeah.
I've given the letter, Ebony gave the letter to the minister, and I think we're having a little bit of a powwow right now. So hopefully we can, you know, it's not going to fall on deaf ears, and that we can hopefully get some kind of gentleman bite. It's okay, sir. We don't bite. Thank you. Okay, and we would like to also thank the Raging Grannies. Hi, ladies. Thank you for coming out and supporting us. And they're going to sing us a lovely song while we wait for the bus.
Is that the bus there?
The bus, I don't know, I thought it was a school bus. No, I don't think. Sorry. We would like to be able to afford a lovely luxury bus with washrooms and lovely seats, but we just get a school bus. So we can sing songs like Wheels on the Bus Go Round. So stuff like that. So Raging Grannies, how would you like to come up and sing us a few songs? Come on, ladies. Let's give it a hand for the Raging Grannies. Thank you all for coming. Okay? All right. Ladies, take it over.
Okay, great. Woo! The first song I'm gonna go over here. You're blowing in the wind. So come along if you want. How many nights must a child go to bed without being properly fed? In this rich province, how many must die before politicians see red? The answer, of course, must be in our hearts. There's plenty of food for us all. In the street, in winter so bitterly cold. How many more must die on our streets before we're another year old? The answer must be to find housing now for all those left out in the cold. How many families are waiting for homes, their children with no place to play? How can they live in cramped, crowded rooms? No money to live day by day. The answer must be affordable homes for families in need right away.
McDonald's building, and we are protesting because the government wants to cut OW and ODSP. So we came here and we were and spoke with one of the bureaucrats. She is going to meet with us, and we asked for Lisa McLeod to meet with us. So it went very well.
What's your name?
Okay, my name is Alejandra Ruiz Vargas from Acorn. Thank you.
You will be remembered for picking all the corn.
Well, hi, I'm Ebony Menzies. I am a member of Acorn now for maybe about 6 months, and I've gotten involved with several things, including affordable housing, affordable childcare, and this cuts to ODSP. They really upset me. I am a single mother of twin girls. I actually have three children, and I cannot actually afford to have all of them with me at the same time. So my son is with family members. But the increase was supposed to be 3%, and it's only been 1.5, which equals out to about $13 on my check. It was supposed to be $26. $13 is not even enough for one pack of diapers. It's a bit of a joke, really. On terms of our housing allowance not matching the amount of rent increase in the city, I had to move in with my mother-in-law just to afford to stay here in the city. And like I said, I can't afford enough bedrooms for all of my children, so we're currently living separated. Also, both my disabilities are spinal in nature. I've got scoliosis and sciatica, and I find it ridiculous that ODSP does not pay for chiropractic care. I've been on disability now for 10 years, and the first five I was bedridden and had like a walker and a cane. And out of my own pocket, I paid for yoga because they would not pay for physiotherapy, and I got no compensation. So after about a year and a half of me paying out of my pocket, I got better. So like I've decided to invest in myself. I spend on average about $300 a month out of my like limited $1,200 a month check to pay for chiropractic care to my back. Now winter has come and I needed to pay for car seats and winter clothes for my children. I called my worker and asked for the clothing allowance, which from my understanding was $300 every 2 years, unless you start a new job or school. And they told me that they'd cut that benefit. And so I was upset about that because my kids still need clothes and boots. My boots currently have holes in them on this rainy day and they're cold. And this coat is not thick enough. But I couldn't afford that for myself and them. So I got them their car seats that they needed when they turned a year old and their winter clothes and boots. And that was my extra money for my chiropractic care. So I haven't had a chiropractor now in 2 months. And already I'm having more problems with my mobility. My immune system has been attacked, like I'm getting sick more often. And I just don't understand how, A, chiropractic care is not classified as like OHIP worthy. I mean, they're legit doctors and they reap real benefits in the lives of people who utilize chiropractic care, especially if you have spinal injuries.
Yeah.
I think this should be more of a lot of people are permanently disabled. They're never going to get off disability. But if you find someone who has an opportunity to get off it, if you can get them physically healthy, why would you not? Why would you not invest in the ability to get somebody independent and off social assistance? Why would you continue to throw your money down an empty hole? So I would like to see, no more cuts from this moment on. I would like to see some simple things like clothing and food for children. Like, I have to decide between food bank or like diapers, you know? I cannot pay for food and then pay for diapers. I have to get a food bank for one or the other. And I'm glad that I can utilize charities and some various social assistances, but a lot of people don't know where they can go for charity help or anything. So I'd like to see more done about lack of cuts and us matching the rising rent in this city. And people can't afford to stay. Thank you, Claire.
Thank you.
This is Acorn Radio, where radio meets justice. I'm here at Toronto Acorn's rally to save social assistance. We're currently on a bus full of members headed to Ontario Premier Doug Ford's constituency office. I'm here with Acorn member
Cooper,
who is going to talk about why he's here today. So, Cooper, how long have you been an Acorn member?
I've just recently joined, actually, in the summertime. They got my attention. They seem to be like people who want to help, and they're doing the right thing right now.
What got you involved in Acorn?
What got me involved is the fact that I do have problems of my own, and my own personal issues with my building, with certain people in my building, but as well, I want to see that ODSP people get their proper fair share, and as well as Ontario Works people, as I've been on it before, and I know how helpful it is.
Can you tell me a bit about why we're having this rally today?
It's to make sure people are aware of what cuts are happening and how it's affecting everybody that's on Ontario Works and ODSB. Obviously, we want to make sure people are getting their fair income and fair rights when it comes to like actual conditions of living.
Can you describe what happened at this rally so far?
We've had a great time. We've went into the building of commerce. We've delivered a letter to one of the heads of commerce that is in charge of ODSB, and now we're actually just making our way to Rexdale to go speak to Doug Ford, hopefully.
The government has recently cut social assistance rates by 1.5%. Who do you think this will impact the most?
I think it's going to affect majority of the children. Like, a lot of families out here in Toronto, Ontario especially, are on assistance of some sort. And a lot of these children are not going to have the money that they need for school, for even just for winter clothing, which is coming up very shortly. We're in November. Temperatures already dropped to 2 degrees, even -4, I think it was last night. Obviously, we're going to need more funding for that and just making sure people are actually eating properly, which you can tell a lot of people aren't eating as well as they should right now.
Why is this an important issue to you?
That's an important issue because, obviously, growing up in Toronto, at certain points in my life, I've been on Ontario Works. I know how hard it is for a family to come up and actually have funding and clothing funding for their children and actually afford to be able to pay rent and not be broke during the last month of the week or 2 months of the week, depending on. So, obviously, just the well-being of all the people on Ontario and hopefully Canada is what I'm here for.
What are ACORN's demands?
We want no more cuts. Like, just get rid of the cuts, fulfill your promises, and I'm pretty sure that's all everybody wants. Is you give promises, come through on them. You give your word, follow through with your word. You sign a piece of paper saying you're going to do something, it's a legal binding contract, follow through.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No more cuts. No more wool as well. Stop pulling the wool over everybody's eyes every couple of months trying to surprise them with something else just to keep them in hysteria and not thinking clearly. I'd say that's it.
Thanks for speaking with ACORN Radio.
No problem.
Hi.
So how long have you guys been ACORN members?
It'd be 15 years next year.
15 years? Yes. Wow. And?
I've been around the same time.
Okay, so what got you guys involved with ACORN?
Well, you know, there's so many social issues that arise, and there's so many times that people are faced with, like, no housing, not enough to live on, no jobs, you know, things like that, that really, really, and then again, the cuts, always trying to cut at the bottom of the ladder. Where people really need the help, not the cuts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you tell me a bit about why we're having this rally today?
The reason why we're having this rally is because we have the rights, the human rights, for what he's saying is cutting the budget is not right. You know, the human rights, that's not right. People need... people that are on HIV, people that have no arms, people that are in a wheelchair, people that are in scooters, you know, and they got to pay rent, market rent, some of them. Mm-hmm. And then there's people that are on THCH that are struggling, mm-hmm, with their checks and everything. I'm on pension. I'm not, you know, on ODSB. I used to be, though, but it was a struggle. Mm-hmm. And I think Doug Ford should put his feet in our shoes for 1 year to see how it feels like to pay rent and to buy food, put clothes on your back and shoes on your feet. Right?
Exactly.
Can you describe what's happened at this rally so far?
So far, well, we're on the bus to go to see Doug Ford to let him know that we are about justice. And we deserve to have a living wages.
The government has recently cut social assistance rates by 1.5%. What do you think this will impact the most?
I'm sorry, could you please repeat that?
Sorry, the government has recently cut social assistance rates by 1.5%. Who do you think this will impact the most?
Well, the way I see it, it's going to impact the most underprivileged people, which are the ones that are on ODSB, and also it's going to have Also, it's going to have a big impact on small businesses. There's so many businesses going out of business because they're just not able to get the customers to come and buy their products or services, and they need help. They're losing big time. They really need that. They need people. They need a society that provides in a better way where they can go and support those small businesses.
And there's much more crime going on. There will be much more crime if he does cut the budgets. That's what I'm thinking, and I'm worried about. Everybody's worried about that. There's going to be more crime, more injustice. So I think we've got to go down there. We must. Everybody that's on this planet or in Toronto should come to this rally every time we have a rally and work on this too, because this is human rights and justice. This is wrong. You shouldn't do this. Okay? Thank you.